Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. The doctor's in the house and she is a little wet. It started sheet raining as I was coming into the studio today and I wasn't prepared enough thinking that I should bring an umbrella because I have yet to acclimatize myself to Picardy weather, despite the fact that I've lived here for almost 12 years. But anyway, on that note, I am pretty excited that we are cusping the Christmas season. Now, normally the Christmas season is not one of my favorite seasons. I prefer Halloween. But this year, my son's taste, he's just turned 11, his tastes have developed into more sophisticated, science-y kinds of tastes. And I'm looking forward to this evolution of where he's going as a human being. Whether he becomes a scientist or an umbrella maker, it's of little relevance to me. But the fact that our conversations are changing around the kitchen table is quite exciting. So the topic of science and technology has come up quite often in the last coming weeks. And I thought I would devote this set to Canadian scientists, inventors, and individuals who've created a different world thanks to their innovations. So on that note, as we open this big ideas and these expansive ways of thinking, I'm going to introduce you to the Bare Naked Ladies and History of Everything. You might know this from a United States very popular series. This is the Bare Naked Ladies.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang. Hey! Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leave, but they were late and they all died.
They closed their asses off.
The oceans in Pangaea, see a wooden bar be a set in motion by the same big bang. It all started with a big bang. It's expanding ever outward, but one day. Sick of us debating how we're here, they're catching deer.
We're catching viruses.
Religion or astronomy,
Descartes or Deuteronomy.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Music and mythology,
Einstein and astrology. It all started with the Big Bang.
It all started with the Big Bang.
If you haven't already figured it out, that is the theme song to the television series that lasted almost 10 or 11 years, I think, The Big Bang Theory. And Chuck Lorre apparently approached the Bare Naked Ladies and asked them to write that specific theme song for that show. I think that's really interesting. So let's take a bit of a trip down the time machine 100 years ago, and let's talk about diabetes. So the discoverer of insulin, his name is Sir Frederick Banting, and he was a Toronto physician. And when he and his team, they discovered and purified insulin in 1921. So they ended up winning a Nobel Prize for this discovery, and it is positively affecting the world as it helps us deal with issues with diabetes, and it's an essential part of the treatment. They, once after, they received quite a bit of money for it. And apparently, it's told on the diabetes website that this team decided, rather than keeping the money and the patent for themselves, they sold the rights to insulin for $1 to the University of Toronto to encourage greater research in the field of science. So, to commemorate this, I'm going to introduce you to Robin Schulz. He is a German DJ, and this is the song Sugar, but it features the Canadian voice of an amazing singer, Francisco Yates.
In the ceiling, ooh baby, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
Sugar, how you get so fly? Ooh, sugar, how you get so fly? Yeah, sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Ooh, sugar, how you get so fly? I'm in the loop and everyone's desire. She's out to get you, you can't run, you can't hide. She's something mystical, they call her lies. I say, so far from typical, but take my advice. Before you play with fire, do think twice. And if you get burned, well baby, don't you be surprised.
Lifted, drifting higher than the ceiling.
That was Sugar by Robin Schulz. So when we think about how information is brought to us, we read books. Now in our current technology, we look at the internet, we listen to podcasts, we have audiobooks. And there's a lot of, we have a lot of things at our fingertips that provides us with information. Now, one distinct difference between what I would consider French culture and versus Canadian culture is our view of how we use graphic novels. Comic books, when I was growing up, were things that were for fantasy. But as I learn and provide more and more books for my 11-year-old son, I realize that graphic novels can be also a source of historical content. So we have one Canadian, quite famous, originating graphic novelist, and his name is Joe Shuster, and he was the creator with his friend Jerry Siegel in New York, and they created Superman. And the idea of Superman was apparently designed based off of Toronto, and where he was working at one point, where he was working in a Toronto a news station. That was the Daily Mail. I don't remember exactly the name of the, it was called Metropolis at one point. Anyway, so on that note, we're going to listen to two songs about Superman by two Canadian artists. One is by the Crash Test Dummies. We've heard him before. This is Superman's song, followed by Our Lady Peace, Superman's Dead.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. But Clark Kent, now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme, dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Sue had a straight job. Even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States, well, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. Planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Forget Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money. Saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the hardly a string together for words. I toss in Eugene. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. Then nothing to do. Superman never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
long till you break. You're happy 'cause you smile, but how much can you bake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary's just not good. Thinking why, thinking why,
that was the baritone voice of Brad Roberts from the Crash Test Dummies from his their 1991 album, Ghosts That Haunt Me, and Our Lady Peace, Superman's Dead from their 1997 album, Clumsy. Now, if you're a little sensitive like me, I would really strongly suggest you not look at the YouTube comments after those two songs because they're heart-wrenching, man. There's a lot of emotion relating to the memories of certain songs. And I remember this movie that I watched eons ago called High Fidelity with John Cusack. It's a phenomenal film if you ever want to watch it. It's not a Canadian film. It's an American film. And it talks about how parts of your life can be expressed through the music that you were listening to at the time. I remember distinctly as a younger person listening to The Watchmen while I would work out in this garage gym that we fabricated that had no insulation, and we'd go hardcore and work out like mad people, sweating and everything and singing these crazy songs and box, and it was crazy. So I get that feeling of wanting to associate a song with a certain era of existence. And so one era of existence relating to Canadian innovation is the invention of the garbage bag. Did you know that? I didn't know that. So apparently, in the 1950s, two individuals, Harry Wesleyak and Larry Henson, invented the polyethylene garbage bag that was later sold to and marketed by Glad. So, on that note, now I don't know if garbage bags is a great invention. I know it certainly facilitated some areas of our life, but it's created havoc on the environment. And I thought I'd pay a little bit of homage to Grimes because she devoted a whole album to enlightening us with her visual and vocal effects to some of the really negative things that we're doing to this planet. So the next song is Delete Forever from her 2020 album. This is Grimes. Now, I find Grimes a little out there. As we come back to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor, I'd like to open this discussion on what is out there. William Shatner is a Canadian actor. He was very famous for his participation in Star Trek. And then he was renowned for a lot of his, I don't know if I can call it being typecasted, but he did a lot of space-related movies or cinema or TV, and his voices in a lot of Ripley's Believe It or Not kind of things where science and myth are talked about. So William Shatner recently went to outer space, and I had read an article about him, and he was crying on the way down. He went to outer space. I think it was Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, his Bezos, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, and he went up to outer space. He saw it for a few minutes, and he came back down. He was bawling his eyes out, and he was crying because he said, "Human, we're stupid for thinking that going into outer space is our destiny, because what is beautiful is on Earth. Out there, it's a coffin, it's a tomb." And I thought that was really interesting. In relation to Canadians and the Canadian scientists or Canadian innovation and its involvement with the space race, one of the things that I think is really interesting, the way it was explained to me when I was in university, and don't quote me on this because I'm sure it's wrong, that at some point, because the United States and the U.S., and there was this huge race towards the moon, and with Kennedy, he wanted to go to the moon within the 60s, and he said, "We're going to do it in this decade. We have to do it." And there was a brain drain for Canadian scientists and a lot of scientists. That's how it was explained to me. Moved to NASA to help create the reality that the U.S. got, which was to be the first to the moon. But in Canada in 1958 was one of their first successful. They successfully launched off of a United States. What's that called? In fusée. What is it called? It's a spaceship. There you go. That's wrong. A shuttle. There you go. A space shuttle. And they launched this communication satellite. So one of the things that Canada was really involved in was communications. They were one of the first in all of the world to create satellite communications. And that's a huge deal. Telsat is a major company for that. So when we talk about Canada and their involvement in the space race, one of their major involvements was the antenna to communicate. So on that note, we'll talk about, we're going to reintroduce, I talked about them a couple of weeks ago, is Radio, this band from the Eastern Canada. I find them hilarious and fantastic. They're a French and English band, and they rap in Acadian. This is Radio and their song, Dick Chou.
Sur la main ou marcher sur la, I don't know. C'est la ini, mini, mani, mo. C'est juste qui veut du jello. Tu penses pas au c'est du vélo. So come on baby, hello. Yo, so danse autour la caisse. Marcher sur la, hey. Ok, s'explique, c'est 756. Jet set dans ma minivan, do that cup. Cup in case, comme un case workbook. Mid case in case, comme un still workbook. Penny love a deck shoe. Garde ça, garde ça, garde j'ai no man, wish work my time. Chopping channel, bon scan. Copy, call it, shoot, come down. Basically, so basic, so avec mes penny loafers ou avec mes deck shoes. Et je vais marcher sur la, hey. Ou je vais marcher sur la, woo. Avec mes penny loafers ou avec mes deck shoes. Et je vais marcher sur la, hey. Ou je vais marcher sur la, woo. Plus broke, mieux y'a pillé. Marcher sur la, hey. J'ai dit plus broke. Mieux y'a pillé, marcher sur la, ha ha. Pas cent à mon nom, plus de Louis Vuitton. Une paire de deck shoes, boîte point de bateau en premier temps. Ha ha. Même que ça se passe, quoi donc tu veux je te dise? Paye-moi 15 minutes, puis watch mon pack et mes valises. J'dirais point que j'suis pauvre, j'dirais plutôt que j'suis broke. Thank God ça me coûte rien, à me promener sur la côte. Quand j'aime les couchers de soleil. Watcher les bateaux avec de l'easy listening jazz qui joue sur mon radio. Tout le monde avec mes penny loafers ou avec mes deck shoes. Et je vais marcher sur la, hey. Ou je vais marcher sur la, woo. Avec mes penny loafers ou avec mes deck shoes. Et je vais marcher sur la, hey. Ou je vais marcher sur la, woo.
marcher sur la.
C'est la life aquatic, aéronautique avec mes dead shoes.
J'marchons sur la haie,
j'marchons sur la roue.
J'marchons sur la ville les jours,
j'faisons rien trop gros.
J'marchons pour les causes,
mais j'croyons rien du tout.
C'est la new edition, television,
marche le piano.
Tout ça de mon qui sait, tout le monde croit qu'il faut.
Tout ça de mon qui croit,
les histoires des malos.
Mais j'les ai trouvés sur le bout du champ en marchant sur la wall.
Plus broke, mieux y'a billet, marcher sur la hay.
J'irai plus broke, mieux y'a billet, marcher sur la
wall.
Plus broke, mieux y'a billet, marcher sur la hay.
J'irai plus broke, mieux y'a billet, marcher sur la
wall. Avec mes Benny loafers ou avec mes Dex shoes,
j'vais marcher sur la
hay.
Ou j'vais marcher sur la
wall.
Avec mes Benny loafers ou avec mes Dex shoes.
Et je vais marcher sur la
hey,
ou je vais marcher sur la
Again, I'm still kind of focused on that, what William Shatner said relating to his experience of going into outer space and it not being a positive experience for him. There's a Canadian astronaut who is going to be featured in the next song, who ends up doing a duet with one of the singers from the Bare Naked Ladies. His name is Chris Hadfield. Now, he's a retired astronaut, but during one of his last bouts in outer space, when he was on the space station, his version of space was not as dark and macabre as William Shatner's. He found it quite fascinating and beautiful. And this next song is relating to that.
Welcome to the cupola. Ready to play a little music?
Indeed. Your scenery looks a little nicer than ours. Have you got everything you need? Do you have your trusty floating guitar pick with you? Excellent. Mine is subject to gravity. Yeah, I know. Yours matches your mission patch. Gleeks, are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah!
Chris, ready to go?
Yes, Ed, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
On solid fuel wires, turn the key and light the fire. We're leaving Earth today. This rocket's burning bright. We'll soon be out of sight and orbiting in space.
Push back in my seat. Look out my window. There it goes home. That ball of shiny blue houses everybody anybody ever knew. So sing your song. I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I want to get back soon.
18,000 miles an hour, fueled by science and solar power, the ocean's racing past. At half a thousand tons, 90 minutes moon to sun, a bullet can't go half this fast.
Floating from my seat, look out my window, there goes home. That brilliant ball of blue is where I'm from and also where I'm going to. So sing your song. I'm listening.
out with stars are glistening. I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. All black and white just fades to gray. Where the sun rises 16 times a day. You can't make out borders from up here. Just a spinning ball within a tiny atmosphere. Push back in my seat. Look out my window, here it comes home. What once was fueled by fear now has 50 nations orbiting together here. So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon. Yeah, you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon.
I don't know if you heard it in the voice, the voices and the differences of the voice. I felt that there was a difference in resonance and grounding between the two singers, because the singers were not singing from the same gravitational space. I think that that was quite interesting. That said, did you know, this is Canadian trivia for you, did you know that the invention of highway lines, the actual lines on the highway that divide our lanes, was created by, it was invented by the Ontario Department of Transportation and the engineer John D. Miller in 1930. So on the idea of highway and highway lines, I found two songs talking about highways. It's funny, I find two songs. One is very, not melancholic, it's really profound because it talks about the Highway of Heroes. Now in Canada, we have this Highway of Heroes. It's Highway 401, I think. And it is to commemorate fallen soldiers. And this song is about that. And it's by a group called The Trues. They are from Nova Scotia. And they composed this song in 2016.
Shipped out, they numbered a dozen. Upon my return, we're 100 or so from the coast and from the prairies. I bet they keep coming. Add one more name from Ontario and carry me home down the highway of heroes. People the flags flying low, carry me softly down the highway of heroes, true patriot love, there was never more. I served with distinction, no visions of glory,
loss and no gain. Seek no justification. It's not part of my story, and it offers no comfort to the ones who remain. Just carry me home down the highway of heroes. People above, but the flags flying low. I was called by my nation without hesitation. My answer I gave. Now I'm not wondering the things that I might have been, are no consolation to the forgotten brain. So carry me home down the highway. The flags flying low. Carry me softly down the highway of heroes. True patriot love, there was never more. Carry me home down the highway of heroes. People I love with the hands down low. Carry me softly down the highway.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. That last song was by The Trues, a Nova Scotia band, and they were paying homage to our fallen heroes. Now, last week we commemorated Remembrance Day. So on November 11th, it's a big deal for a lot of military because that is the day where we pay homage to the people that have passed for freedom. And it's a sad day. I worked for the Canadian military for a few years, and I was an instructor of English. And during that time, I met some amazing human beings who, before they went on a mission, had open eyes and an open heart. And when they came back, they had changed because war, devastation, trauma, conflict changes us all. But on a more positive note, let's fall back to the same theme, the highway, and Tom Cochrane's 1991 song, Life is a Highway, brings me back to the days of dancing at the bar with my shit kickers on and my mini skirt.
One day here, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. We'll
As I go through some of the historical significant inventions or creations coming from a Canadian perspective or the geographics of Canada, I'm going to just list off. This is something that I found on thoughtco.com. It is a list of Canadian inventors. So as we take a look, there's inventions of sports. Some sports, such as five-pin bowling, basketball, lacrosse, and ice hockey, they were all invented in Canada. So five-pin bowling by T.E. Ryan of Toronto in 1909. Basketball was invented by James Naismith in 1891. Now, I love basketball. I really love basketball. I love everything about it. I love the sounds. I even like the squeaking and the whistles and the echoes. I just love basketball. Lacrosse by William George Bears around 1860. Now, I have a friend of mine. This is probably something I shouldn't share. But a friend of mine from Edmonton, he had a terrible injury in lacrosse. Lacrosse is quite a dangerous sport simply because the fulcrum of speed the ball traverses can be, it can break bones. So he had a horrible experience that sterilized him completely. That's as much detail as I'll give you. Ice hockey at the end of the 19th century. Medicine and science. Now, we've already talked about insulin, but there's quite a bit more. There's electron microscope, the kerosene lamp, a silicone chip blood analyzer, a synthetic sucrose, and so on. Transportation. Oh, Bombardier. This is a Quebec family, and they created the snowmobile. The electric car heater, which is something really important. That's an electric car heater that's really important for the car to actually start. It doesn't happen here. We don't need it here in France, but where I come from in Canada, in most areas in Canada, in the winter, if you don't have an electric car heater, you'll freeze to death in your car, and the car won't start. So all this to say is that innovation, of course, innovation comes from everywhere, not just in Canada or in the United States or in China. They don't have to dominate just because we're powerful countries, or in France. It can come from anywhere and anyone. Some innovation comes from what's happening in music. So I thought I'd share a little bit about some innovative, what I consider innovative singers. Here is Javier Mighty with this wonderful rap song, Blame.
This shit Mighty Prince, boy.
Sherman Oaks by the hillside. Urban Folk from the sixth side. Burning smoke from a bridge site. Serving big lines. Virgin gal to the west coast. Perfect palace, my backwoods. Curtains gone, she a rap book. Certain bars leave man shook. The remedy of any melody. Identify that I'm a genuine rarity. I'm rapping Queen Street and Kennedy. Dope bars, all I ever said. Foreign cars, I wanna get in them. So hard or worth, I never said. Coach Carter, I'm a better Ken. Know that I'm flying fast like kamikaze. My throat, that throttle. Gone in a Maserati. I bang my song for Muhammad Ali. Stand tall, yet small like Mahatma Gandhi and shit. I got regold in both of my tits. You wanna smoke in both of my splits. You wanna kiss in both of my lips. I told them like this. Yeah. Why? Why? You on stain, got you icing. I guess I'm the one to blame, I'm the one to blame. I'm the one to blame, I'm the one to blame. I'm the one, why you hyping? You on stain, got you wildin'. I guess I'm the one to blame, I'm the one to blame. I'm the one to blame, I'm the one to blame. I'm the one to blame. Take off to the top, I'm about to offset shit. Made it to the bottom, that's that progress shit.
You know it.
This is simple concept, let me talk my shit. They think they a problem, but the problem is not even one. No, no, not even one of you know I'm the GOAT, bitch. Uh-huh. From the North, I win a coat, bitch.
Yeah.
Call me Neo, cause I'm so sick.
Yep.
Mom and Papa, they were so strict.
Right.
That's until they saw my show shit.
Yeah.
Now they raise their fists like, go, bitch, go, bitch.
Get it.
You choose hate, I try joy. Proud of the coin that I earn. Your boy wanna be my boy. Your girl wanna be my girl. You should save me to your favorites and jot down my sight, Earl. You should know we in the Matrix. Can we go? I got no patience. All my guys neck breaking. They know this a bop. On the mic test training. They know this my job.
I'm working.
All my ex type hating. They know this a swap. Still on our best behavior. They know it's a cop. Why you wildin'? You on blame. Got you hyping. I guess I'm the one to blame. I'm the one to blame. Like, don't stop, cut the brake line. Come fuck with the waistline. Come fuck with the baseline. I don't walk in no straight line. Chillin' on the place, same time. Come fuck with the waistline. The waistline.
Now, the claim that she is an innovative rapper comes from PasteMagazine.com and their small little excerpt on her. They describe her as being, as this particular song or her voice or her music in general, being just as menacing and uncompromising as her vocals. What I like about and find, what I find specifically innovative from her is that she is paving a new way for R&B soul. It's not just R&B. It's not just rap. It's a bit of both. And I find her moving. I think that'd be the perfect word. That particular song came from her 2019 album, 13th Floor. And I just love it. The next song on our list is from Kiwi Jr. and it's called Salaryman.
Talks over coffee, nothing says home like a basket of folded white shirts. We can't forgive, but we will forget, even when
like a jerk.
Well, that's half true. I am a salary man, singing to a rock roll band. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
My failures are put out to pasture. I gaze through the window. There is still poetry there. We can forgive, but we can't forget. No, not when no one shuts up about it. Salary men sleep on public benches next to the street in their new suits, shiny blue ties, polished black boots, scratchy red eyes in the morning. Crawling to the office, you can hear them sing good morning to their bosses. Oh, dead-eyed snake, deep under the ground, dancing in the dark, slithering around. I wanna go home, let me go home. I wanna go home, let me go. Nobody loves me like you do.
That was Kiwi Jr. and their debut album, Football Money, and the song Salary Man. Now, what I like about this, I find this innovative because I like it when things surprise me. So this music surprised me because it's almost as though it was a lyrical and musical fruit salad where you know, you're looking for the cherry and you find it. Combining the sound of Neil Young, Pursuit of Happiness, Velvet Underground, and their own kind of version of indie rock rules. So I really enjoyed that. As I finish today, and I thank you sincerely with sharing this partial road down Canadian innovators and inventors of things like the Wonder Bra or, I don't know, the IMAX, a pacemaker. And basketball. I appreciate your time and your listening and just enjoying the music that I share. As I end, and I wish you a warm and dry evening and full of love and invention, I urge you to be true to yourself, innovative, and to let your freak flag fly. On that note, as I promise that I put piece of music that I know my stepfather would love. This is Steppenwolf. And finally, Born to be Wild. The doctor has left the house.
Yeah.